Blog Talk Radio.
Many people wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breast, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palms of my hands, the need for my care. Because I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, all you women and me.
Ladies out there trucking, so as they go. Let's go. She gon' take care of her bitch, she trucking, she trucking. She a woman with a rig, she trucking, she trucking. She gon' take care of her kids, she trucking, yeah. She a boss, she do it big, she trucking, she trucking. She trucking, she trucking, she trucking, she trucking. She a boss, she do it big, she trucking, she trucking. She a woman with a rig, she trucking, she trucking. She trucking, she trucking, she trucking. Often hate it.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Women Empowerment Podcast. I am your host, Sheree Moore, founder of She Truckin', and I have some amazing, phenomenal women in the industry on with me today. It's such an honor to have these guests come on. It's some women that I actually admire in this industry that I have asked questions to that has been my coach and mentor in this industry, and I want to bring them on. We have Shermaine Jeffries. She is the founder of CDL for Life. And we have Tiffany Hanna of Big Wheels and Heels. And we have Tamara Spivey of Sister Blogging on Wheels. And I will be bringing them on. Let me start by saying thank you again for tuning in. If you have any questions during our show, our call-in number is 914-205-5328. Once again, if you have any questions or any feedback, especially positive feedback, we want to hear it. Our call-in number is 914-205-5328. And I'm going to start by bringing Tiffany on the line so she can introduce herself. I want to start off by talking about what your brand is and what's your purpose and vision. So, hello, Tiffany. Welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome, 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 and thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you on the show today. So, if you can tell them a little bit about you, how long you've been driving, and Big Wheels and Heels.
My name is Tiffany Hanna, and I've been driving almost 2 decades here in December coming up with both military and commercial years combined for experience. Big Wheels and Heels is just one of those things. When I started in the military, you know, of course, so, and I was always in the field as a CB in the United States Navy, you know, so I was always in uniform, you know, so it kind of took that femininity away from me, but I enjoyed driving trucks. So when I got out of the military, I decided to continue to drive trucks, and I wanted to bring who I was, my personality, out in trucking, because I wanted to say, hey, I can still get my nails done, my hair done, all that. I can still look good and drive trucks. I didn't have to be the stereotype, you know, of what a trucker looks like, you know. So I came out, and I've been driving ever since. I love it. I've been training. I train both men and women, trying to increase the number of women out here in the industry, letting them know that, you know, even with children, you can do this job, you know, and be very successful at it. You don't have to stop at one truck, you know. That's just what, you know, one of the things that I love to do. I love to encourage women. I love to be, you know, the person that changes the game, per se, you know, the naysayers that say you can't do it just because. I'm the person that's going to challenge just that.
Perfect. We are so happy to have you on. And I'm going to bring on Charmaine Jeffers. She is the founder of CDL for Life. And we're going to have her come on as well. Hey, Charmaine, are you on with us?
Hey, guys, I'm here. How are you? Hey, Tiffany. Hey, Sheree. Hey, Tamara.
Tiff, if you would, I can. So if you tell them about you. Let them know how long you've been driving. Tell them about CDL for Life.
Oh, right now. Well, I've been driving. It'll be 21 years in November. Started in 98 when I got out of the military. I was a military police, and I had to decide what was I going to do, and just law enforcement was not the career path I really wanted to take. So I had to look around at what can I do to be able to take care of my family, provide for my five kids, and still, you know, be independent where I would have some kind of career goal, being that I didn't want to pursue what I did in the military. And just looking around me, being from Brooklyn, New York, is really not the industry that a lot of people are gravitate towards, because being in a big city, you know, you kind of have school programs that develop you in the city to work as a business person, or you have so many other options. Trucking is usually not a big option when you're from a huge city. So I had no idea I was going to fall into that, but my ex-husband was stationed in Virginia. And it was just like I looked around me, and there were so many truck drivers everywhere in the South. And I felt like, wow, there's a reason that they're doing this job. So when I inquired with some of the truck drivers that I ran across, they were like, yeah, you know, school is like 3 weeks, and you can make $50,000 right out the gate. I mean, 3 weeks of school, $50,000. It didn't take rocket science for me to say, yeah, I think that's something that I'm interested in. And it just ran with it. I went to truck driving school. I thought I was going to, you know, drive local because I had a 3-month-old baby at the time, but I just fell in love with it, and I've been driving OTR ever since. CDL for Life is a brand that I started about 3 years ago. I started about 3 years ago. I just started it as a Facebook group, because I wanted people to understand that this is something, it's not just a job, it's something we can do for a lifetime. And CDL for Life just meant to me it's a lifestyle. It's a culture. It's a lifestyle. It's trucking is more than just driving down the road or making deliveries. And when I started that group, it grew into something that I just said, you know what, this needs to be. I love it. I love the name. I love the brand. This is what we're going to run with. And I grew it into a trucking company, and it just blew up from there. So CDL for Life, I think it resonates with a lot of drivers that you can turn trucking into a lifelong income.
I love it. I love it. I've learned so much just in these short period of time of talking to y'all. One thing that wasn't even a discussion was military background. So we're going to get into that. I'm going to actually ask y'all some questions about that while we're on the show. I would definitely want to talk about that for anybody who's listening that may have a military background and they're wondering, hey, should I come out here and drive? You know, we're going to touch on that today, and I'm going to bring Tamara on as well with Sister Blogging on Wheels. I want you to explain what you do with that and how you empower people with that. And then we're going to jump right in here, ladies. I'm so happy to have you on. I'm so excited. Once again, our call-in number is 914-205-5328. If you want to say anything, say hey to these ladies and whatever you want to say, we're here. This is a live show. Thank you for tuning in. Tamara, welcome to the show.
Good evening, ladies. How's everybody doing? Well, Sister Blogging on Wheels is basically an expression of my personal accounts of a driver and my lifestyle out here. I kind of started off kind of slow with it, just putting out some things and putting out some accounts, and also just writing on some of the subjects that sometimes that some of the ladies in She Trucking would bring about or have concerns about. And what I'm going to be bringing about in the future is more daily accounts of things, and also some personal stuff, because I think it's not all about just the truck. It's a lifestyle, just like Charmaine just said. We are out here, and it's a lifestyle. And so it's not just a truck. We have personal things going on and a lot of things that people are wrestling with right now at this moment. So that's what's going on with that.
I love it. I love it. And so many women have learned from the blog. They read it, they're impacted by it, and thank you all for coming on and, you know, making a brand, a purposeful brand, and excuse me, I'm getting over a cold, but making purposeful brands around the trucking community. And I just wanted to, it's so important for us all to come together, have different conversations. I definitely support y'all, and thank you all for supporting us as well. I'm going to jump into our next question. It's pretty much, our next topic was, why is branding important? And branding is important because it is, as you said, it's your voice. I want to talk about why branding is important in the trucking industry with Charmaine. Charmaine, would you elaborate on it? What was the thing like for you to go from being a driver and saying, you know what, I want to create a brand? Why was that important?
Yes. Okay, so branding to me, before I even went into the military, I went to college for marketing. And I understand that, you know, when you're going to do a business, especially a small business owner, it's like one of the most important assets that you can have is essential for you to have a brand that, you know, clarifies what your company is, what it is about, you know, what
yes.
makes people gravitate to your company. And so having clarity, you know, you want to ask yourself, does my brand tell people what my company is about? You know, I want you to see my brand. And so when you see CDL, if you're in this industry, you know that stands for commercial driver's license. So immediately I was like, this is it, you know, CDL for life. My brand tells you exactly, you know, what, like I said, it tells you it's about trucking. It tells you that, you know, this is something I'm dedicated to. It's for life. And you definitely want to make sure that your brand has that clarity. And you also want to make sure when they're going to your website, that, you know, it commands action, that it tells people, you know, they want to know, okay, this is Mike's auto shop. Well, right there, I know Mike's has an auto shop. It's telling me that what his company is about. So branding is very important. It's the thing that can make or break your business. So definitely there's power in your branding, and you want to make sure that people participate in it, that they understand what your vision is and what your company is about just with your branding. So I know my logo is a truck, and it just says CDL for life. It's very simplistic, only because, and I chose it to be simplistic because I just wanted people to understand that those words alone to me and the truck, the image of the truck is powerful. And so to me, I just kept it really simplistic. But, I mean, you can be as elaborate as you want as long as your brand says or tells us something about your company.
Excellent. That is exactly it. And that's why it's important when you are starting a company, you're becoming an owner-operator, that you do make that statement. Because a person without any image or have, you know, their things in order, you know, their company in order, their logo, their name, their LLC, you know, you won't be able to get a contract over someone who has everything in order as well. So thank you so much for elaborating on that, Shermaine, because that is very important. And I'm going to switch over to our next topic. So our next topic is going to be about blogging. I'm going to bring Tiffany and Tamara on because Tiffany blogs through YouTube. And excuse the background noise, but she blogs through YouTube and Tamara blogs through writing. And so I want to be able to, actually, I'm going to start with Tamara first. I'm going to bring her on first, and so she can elaborate a little bit about blogging, how if you want to become a blogger, how that's important and what you can do. And you know, it's so I'm just going to bring you on so you can talk about blogging.
Okay. Well, I have a purpose with it. Know exactly from what angle you want to come from. I mean, there are different people doing it differently. I wanted to do it from a organic standpoint. I like the pen to paper. I like writing everything out and seeing what it's looking like. And I actually, my process is using someone else that actually helps me out with going through it and doing the editing and stuff. And so we make sure that we're putting out something that's making sense and it's not a whole bunch of jumble. But for people who can appreciate reading something, it's a little bit more hands-on for them, and that's my approach. And again, like I was saying earlier, I take it from personal accounts. I also look at some of the things that some of the ladies are concerned about, what they talk about, and just what people are having issues with. I bring a lot of things out sometimes with mechanical issues and stuff like that because again, all these things are very important, whether you are a company driver or you are owner-operator or you're a company driver thinking about becoming an owner-operator. There are a lot of things to think about. So I bring everything into it and stuff. I don't care for the YouTube. Me personally, I'm not a person that likes to make a lot of videos or whatnot. I'll make a video and make it short and sweet, and I'll keep it moving. But again, I like to come from it with an organic touch. Again, if you would, just taking the time to go through the process and making it as detailed as possible with points and everything. So that's my take on my blog.
And, you know, a lot of people learn different ways. So some people learn by reading, some people learn by videos, and some people are hands-on. And so now we're going to get into the YouTube side of blogging. And I'm going to bring Tiffany on where she can elaborate on what got her started, because as I look on her videos on YouTube, it's like thousands of people that have watched her videos and have been impacted and have came into this industry from her experience, talking about her experience on YouTube. So, Tiffany, I want to bring you on now and have you elaborate about blogging with YouTube, because it actually reached more people. I think more people listen to video more than they read. So if you can elaborate on that.
For me, social media is an outlet because I'm a truck driver. And what do most truck drivers do when they shut down? It's social media. You know, they're looking at videos. They're catching up on whether it's through YouTube, It's through Facebook. I actually started on Facebook, and I just love talking to people. You know, and then sometimes when you get in a truck and you're riding, you miss that social arena. You know, so Facebook is where I actually started with a voice, per se. And I wanted to, what I was seeing was that there was a lot of people giving a lot of the wrong information out there. And I just wanted to be one of those positive influences that was giving the right information, you know, because what I've found is that some people will do their research as far as what they see online, and then they'll stop, you know. So I said, hey, if I can put some good information out here and steer people in the right direction, because I love to teach, which is why I've been a trainer for so many years as well. If I can get the right information out there, then I can help some of these people that are going left and they really need to go right, you know, that kind of way. So, and I just started on Facebook, and then from there it grew into YouTube. And really, I actually got more enjoyment doing videos with other people. I would go on other people's channels and, you know, just coming in as a guest on their channels, just speaking with them and blogging that way. And it has reached millions. It has opened up so many doors, you know. So moving forward, I grew a love for it. And it was, one of those social outlets where it gave me a chance to be transparent. You know, because there's a lot of things that go on in the industry that people don't like to talk about. And what I call it is the good, bad, and the ugly. You know, so I'm going to give you the blood raw, what I tell my kids. You know, so it's whether you like it or you don't like it. You love it or you don't love it. If the shoe fits, put it on and lace it up. If not, put it on and turn another pair of shoes. You know, that kind of way. So it's like, well, once you get out here, you know, some people are afraid to tell everything, the raw deal about what goes on out here. They just want, you know, the good stories, you know. So I just want to give everybody, you know, so they know exactly what they're walking into, and letting them know that, no, it's not peaches, it's all peaches and cream, you know, but at the same time, it's a paycation, you know. So you can, like Shemaine said, you know, CDL for life, you know, this is a lifestyle, you know. So while we're out here trucking, we can live, you know. As far as, I have this thing, like, I don't get anywhere in the state. Vacation, I get them out, you know. So that's one of the things that I just want to continue to preach and teach to the nation. And social media is one of those ways where you have a voice and you can get out there and just put that information out there very easily.
Absolutely. And you just touched on, you know, a lot of great topics. I mean, that lead us to my next topic, talking about family, kids, and trucking. Because through blogging, you are being able to communicate not only to other drivers, but you also being able to communicate with your family members. You're able to show them and teach them along the process of your journey. And so I'm going to start it again with Shemaine, and I'm going to let her start off the conversation about being a mother in this industry. So long, how do you raise kids in this industry? It's so many women that come into She Trucking, and I know they come into CDL for Life as well, that say, hey, I'm a mother, and can I drive a truck? So if you can answer that question and elaborate, we'll just jump right on in.
All right. That is a topic that needs to be talked about more, because especially now we have so many women coming into trucking, and motherhood is just one of the big things that stops a lot of the ladies from even considering coming into this career field. You know, I hear a lot of women tell me, you know, oh, I would love to do that, but I have kids. And I tell them, I said, I have 5 kids. As I mentioned, I started driving. I got my CDL when my youngest daughter, child number 4, was 3 months old. And then a year and a half later, I was pregnant with my son, with my 5th child, and I drove the truck until I was 7 months pregnant. And I got off the truck at 7 months, had my son, and had him back on the truck at 3 months old, where he grew up on the truck until he was 5 and started school. So this is, like, when I say it's a lifestyle, you live on the truck. you live on that road for the time that you are OTR. And now we're not just talking about there's different types of truck drivers. That's another conversation. But there's for those of you guys who don't know, there's local, there's drivers that get home every weekend. But, you know, starting out for women, lots of times we don't have those opportunities to drive local right away. You do have to put in some time, OTR, which is over the road. And to me, it's like I live on that truck. This is home. I have children, yes, but as soon as I'm able to take my child with me, I'm taking my children on the truck. And come, you know, times like the summer when your kids are out of school for the summertime, usually, you know, moms, dads, we take our kids on the roads. I had all five of my kids on the truck every summer. It's a bit cramped in the truck, but, hey, we had two on the top bunk. Two on the bottom bunk when I stopped, and one sleeping on a sleeping bag on the floor. We made it work. So most women don't have five kids to take at once, but that was my situation. It was something that I had to do. It was my career. It was a way for me to take and provide for my children, and we made it work every year. So when I say my kids literally grew up on that truck, they grew up having a trucker mom. That's all they mostly known for the majority of their lives. You know, mom is a truck driver. This is what she does. We'll spend summers and we can go on vacations. I mean, hey, mom, can we go to Miami to go to the beach? Yes. Can we go to Disney World? Can we go to Hershey Park in PA? It was just, we made the best of it. As a trucker mom, you just have to make the best of it, like spending quality home time. When they were in school and I get there two days out the month, it was like those 2 days is going to be very busy because I know I've got to take them to movies, amusement parks, whatever these kids wanted to do. That was their quality time that they looked forward to, you know, spending time with mom. So it can be done, ladies. It's just a matter of having a great support system. This is something that is very important. My kids' dads were in their lives, were able to keep my kids. My mom was available. My auntie was available. My friends had watched them at a time. And actually, once my older daughters got old enough, it was like, mom, we'll watch the kids. You go do what you got to do. And they help with their siblings. So it was a whole family thing. My kids are actually trucker children.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I'm a trucker child. I mean, my dad is a truck driver, and people don't think about both sides of it. So, you know, my dad is on the road right now. We just talked to him today. And, you know, he's still able to be a father to me while he's driving. So I'm happy to be able to hear how you elaborated on being a mother in this trucking industry, because that's one of the biggest questions that we get in this industry. So many people wonder, like, if they can do it. And so I commend you for your strength. And now we see your kids are grown and they're, you know, into your company helping you out. You know, look how that happened.
Absolutely.
You know, from them having that experience and being around the trucking industry created opportunity and generational wealth in your family. So
yeah,
I want to say at this time, don't forget that we are live, so you can call in if you have any questions for us, any questions for Shermaine, Tiffany, or Tamara, or myself. Our call-in number is 914-205-5328. I'm going to bring Tiffany on again and see if she want to elaborate about family, kids, and trucking.
Yes, just to piggyback on Shermaine, also I have five children as well, and my mother is a driver. She's been out here almost 30 years, so not only was I military, but I also come from a trucking family as well. So a support system, I had a support system, and one of my biggest support also was I knew that I couldn't give up. You know, I wanted to be, again, a role model for my children that says that, hey, if mom can do it, I can do it, that kind of way. So the older my kids got, even on the summers, my kids roll with me. You know, they know the highways and the byways as well. you know. And then the older that they got, you know, my oldest son kind of took on. I said, hey, son, you know, I want to take this to another level. I need to go back OTR, you know. And my son took on the fatherhood, per se, at the house. And he, you know, as far as, you know, the parent that's not there, he took that on for me. And it was just a great thing, and I was able to accomplish many things. My youngest three now are off, they're in college full time. My oldest two, they're taking online classes, and then also helping with the business. So again, it's almost like I'm listening to Shemaine. I'm like, wow, that's just about my story right there, you know. It actually brought them closer. Trucking brought us closer, you know. And there's a lot of women drivers that I hear, and they ask, hey, can I raise my child as a truck driver? You know, is it possible? Yes, it is definitely, absolutely, positively positive. It is easy to do, you know. You come out here, and now, mind you have to watch for different things. You know, like now when we're planning our trip to go, you know, from east to west or whatever, just your standard load, you have to plan where you're going to stop. So I had to do even more planning when I had my children, because there was absolutely some places that I would not stop with them, you know, that kind of way. It is, again, yes, it is very possible. It's very doable. Social media was a great thing for us, because also through that, I was able to, you know, my kids would call me, Mom, can you help me with this? You know, can you help me with that? You know, and it kept the lines of communication open. Then also, you know, it's hard being a mother and being out here on the road, just the ugly side of it, you know. And it's just not being a mother, this is just being a trucker in general or a professional driver, is that you miss birthdays, you miss holidays, you miss, you know, you can't make everything. But when you make it home, again, it's my kids have, they would have my whole days. If I'm home for 2 days or if I'm home for a week, they have my whole life planned out for me for that entire time while I'm there. And it's like, okay, no problem. You know, I'm going to make that same sacrifice even more to them while I'm home, you know, than I do when I'm on the road. So I know when I'm going home, when I go home, I'm not going to get any sleep. I just normally would say, hey, instead of taking 5 days off or telling them I'm taking 5 days off, I'm taking four because I need that fifth day to recover on the truck. I just need to sleep because they didn't wear me out, that kind of way. You know, but being able to take them on trips and vacations, it was so much easier, you know, especially with five kids. I could just put them in a truck and we can go to Disney World, just as, like Tremaine said. We go over there, we can take a vacation. Mm-hmm. I took a load in. I made money going there, you know, and then we had our vacation, our paycation, and we came out. You know, so it's a wonderful thing. It's very doable to be a mother out here on the road, to raise children and have a successful career at the same time.
I agree, Tiffany, and raise successful children. Like you said, a lot of people think because we're not the typical mom home all the time that the kids would have issues. But on the other hand, like you said, that's not the case. It actually brings your kids closer to you and, you know, gives our children. I think we can do very well as moms out here. So anybody has that concern, like you said, we can raise successful children and be OTR drivers.
Yeah. What age do you have to be what age do your child needs to be to bring to be able to get approved for insurance on the road? I see that question asked a lot. So I want to, you know, in case it's a mother on here wondering, let's go ahead and answer that.
That really depends on the company. That really depends on the company and the kind of insurance coverage that they have. You know, so, you know, there's companies where you can bring a brand new baby on the truck with you as long as you have someone that can tend to the baby while you're driving at the same time. Then there's other companies that the child has to be the age of five. And then there's other companies that start at the age of eight. So it really is per company what their insurance regulations are.
Mm-hmm. And some, like with us, they have to be 18 before bringing everybody has to be 18 and up. So you're right, it does depend on a company and insurance. But I'm going to keep it real with y'all. As a single mom, trying to do what I was doing to provide and make a better way for my kids,
I was a company driver for the first 10 years of my career. So I took my damn case. I don't care what the policy was.
You're going to have to find and prove it. Because trust and believe, we know these drivers are snitches. And so when they see you at the truck stop and they see you and five kids hop out that truck, what are they doing? They're calling the company on the side of your truck. But see, I'm smarter than them. And you know, my company would call me and say, hey, we got a call. Driver said you had all these kids hop out. You damn right, I got a family. And they drove 600 miles to come see me at this truck stop on my break. Now prove otherwise.
Right, been there, done that.
Right, what are they fighting you? They ain't following me. You ain't got no proof, so you don't know when they got dropped off to my truck and came and visited. That's all I would say. I mean, because honestly, ladies, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. I took my kids. I took them with me. You're not even supposed to have more than what? I don't even think so to have three people in the truck, because they ain't seatbelts for three people. So, but I got five kids. And like I said, again, we made it happen. My baby strapped in a car seat. The vibrations made him sleep all day. You had literally had to wake him up just to feed him. So because of the motion of the truck. So, I mean, we made it work. My son, like I said, grew up as a toddler. All I had to do was say, weigh station. He'd go back there and hide under the covers. Because he knew not to move. I said, just look like a messy bed. Go back there and make a messy bed. And he knew, way station. And he would hide. Because at the end of the day, I had to do what I had to do as a mom. What I tell these moms, though, if you can research, because a lot of the companies are more parent-friendly than they were back when I first started, when my kids were younger. So you can find companies that will let you bring your children with you.
Yeah, and we appreciate that because, I mean, for me, getting into this industry without any kids, I always thought, like, can I drive the truck and be pregnant? Like, what would I do? And I thought that my career was going to be over. Now here I am, 35, with 6 years experience and no kids. So I could, you know, it just made me think, well, I could have, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Went down that same road as well. So thank you all for sharing that, because I know it's going to help a lot of women that are in the position where they're thinking about it, you know, as well. We see a lot of people homeschooling as well while they're on the road, homeschooling their kids. So that is another way that you can, you know, successfully raise your kids on the road. And so I do want to go ahead and go to our next topic. But before I do that, I want to say thank you all for tuning in. Our call-in number is 914-205-5328. If you have any questions or if you have any feedback, any positive things you want to come on and say. So, y'all was talking about different trucking companies. So I definitely want to go into what are some good starter companies for people to go to, or what are some companies that you even just recommend? Because that's a lot of the questions we get all the time. So, Charmaine, if you want to start off with that, and then I'm going to bring in Tiffany and Tamara, and we'll go in that order.
So I always tell drivers, is even though I've been out here for 21 years, I'm not the one to really recommend to you where to go as a new driver, as a new student, as far as what are some of the mega carriers that you can go to. I really never worked for too many mega carriers coming into the game. And most of the companies, when I started, the companies I started with, they are out of business. I got almost there's at least seven companies I worked for in my career, and they no longer exist. So I couldn't, you know, right now I don't want to stare anybody in the wrong direction, but I, you know, because by me saying, okay, go to this company, go to that company, only thing I can tell you is that there's some when you're looking for a company, just make sure that it's a place that you either, one, get you some good training, and then you can leave and go somewhere else for a better opportunity, or two, maybe it's a place that you can just be able to stay at for a while and learn the business, you know, do your research, find out from other drivers, is this a good company to go to, and is this a place that, you know, good for training or what,
or whatnot. So I really don't give out company names. Now, if you ask me what some trash companies, I can tell you that because, you know, we all know
the
companies.
Yeah, that's
going to
be our next question.
Yeah, we all know the companies that aren't good and that you shouldn't go train at because the training program is bad. But I know there's several. I'm going to leave that question, I think, is better answered by Tiffany and Tamara because they both train.
Right. And so, but I definitely want to be able to, you know, if someone is thinking, hey, I like her, I like the way she think, I do want to come to her company. I definitely want you to, you know, use this time as well.
Yeah, we do have a trainer at our company, and they can come with us, but it's limited. I have one trainer. So I can't take like 5-10 people at a time. So I do have opportunities for like one person, and our training is 5 weeks long. We have one trainer. They can come with us if they have 144 hours of school and a school certificate. Then they can come and they can come and I'll put them with my trainer, and I will go above and beyond to teach you the business from the ground up. Not just the driving side, you know, the driving side, that's the trainer's going to do. But if you come over to our company, I'll make sure you learn the business, how to grow yourself into a business and how to become more than just a driver. But like I said, we have limited space for training. So that's why I didn't even throw that out there. So I don't have a bunch of people trying to come over to train with us.
So if they want to drive for you and they have experience, or if they want to be that number one, they say, you know what, I want to be up under the CDL for Life family, how do they reach out?
So now that's different. Now we do hire drivers. If you have at least 6 months experience with a school certificate, we can hire you as solo drivers, or you can come over as an owner operator. We have where we can link you with dealerships where you can go get trucks with no credit check and come on board with us. And then I will still, once again, help you with your business, grow your business. We have opportunities. You can book loads off of any load board with us. And we also have direct customer freight. So, you know, this is the goal for CDL for Life, is to help drivers achieve their accomplishments and become more than just a driver. I want you to become a business owner, and we want you to be able to do this for life. So even when I get out of the truck, or even when they get out of the truck, they still have a business that they're making income with. And so you can go to our website. It's www.cdl4life, and that's the number four. So CDL number four, life.com. And if you need to reach me, my email is cjeffers@cdlforlife.com.
Thank you so much. And we have that. We have her information as well in the description. And so if you're interested, her web address is there, and we'll be including her email as well. So I'm going to go to Tiffany now, because, Tiffany, you are a trainer, and then we'll go to Tamara next. So what are some companies that you would recommend drivers to start out with at?
For me, when it comes to picking a training company, I just say you need to do your research, because, you know, there's a lot of companies that are badgered out there as far as, you know, well, this company did me this way, this company did me that way, you know, but that's not someone else's experience. So from my personal experience, I've been a trainer over at Prime for several years, and I love their program simply because it gives you extra time. And although it's not a 100% great, you know, we got some flaws in there, you know, every training program does, but I like the length of it. You know, a lot of people are coming out here in this industry and they're trying to jump into a quick fix program. For instance, when I was in the military, I drove and I didn't have to have my license to drive in the military. But once I got out and I decided that I still wanted to drive, I needed to acquire my license. So I was looking for a quick fix. I was looking for a quick program that I could get into, because I was so cocky at that time. I was like, ain't nothing a new driver could teach me. You know, so I didn't want to be in a truck with somebody that had just been driving 6 months, a year, even 2 years, you know, and then they're telling me, you know, as a veteran driver, what to do. You know, I just needed to acquire my license. So I went through a company called it's C1. And I'm not really fine with C1 because I think C1 is set up for people like me, people that already knew how to drive. They just needed the license. But somebody that has
right.
never been behind the wheel, I don't think that it's a good program because you're really just setting yourself up
right.
for failure, you know, because it's so much that you need. Even with, for instance, Prime just increased their training program to 50,000 miles once you get your CDL. Which a lot of people are like, oh, my God, I don't want to be in a truck with a stranger for that long. But you need that. You need that time because it's so many things that, you know, I have a guideline of how I teach, what I teach, what I add, you know, to my my stages of training. But it's always that once-in-a-lifetime thing that could come up, you know. And you need that time behind the wheel to get familiar with, you know, driving, familiar with, you know, or comfortable with, you know, backing. People say, always ask all the time, well, at what point did backing get easier? You know, and I'm like, listen, I was out here 10 years. And I went to this customer, and there was no trailers in the dock. It was wide open spaces, and they told me just hit one dock. And that was the worst day in trucking for me. I couldn't hit it. I didn't have any. It took me forever to put the trailer in the hole. You know, it was just one of them where I say your truck equilibrium, my truck equilibrium was off that day. You know, so it's one of those things that it's just the more that you do
truck
it, the more comfortable you get with it. Yeah, my truck equilibrium was off. You know, that's my word. Anyway, you can't have it.
You know, I just want to make sure that our listeners caught that.
Yeah, so it's that's another word that I use also for those days, and this is just a little side side post. You know, if when I'm out here on the road, you know, as drivers, you guys, you need to tell your friends and family, if it's something that you cannot fix at that moment, don't call you and bother you with it. If I can't fix it right that moment, do not call me and bother me with it. And then if it has to be, it's something I have to know, make sure that I'm not driving. You know, because you don't want to get me in all, you know, where my emotions are messed up, you know, because then I'm looking at the highway and I know I got to get off on the next exit, you know, but you just told me something disturbing, you know, Cousin Sally has passed or whatever, and that's my favorite cousin. So now I drove past that. I go left and I should go right. It just messes up everything, and there's enough things out here that we have to focus on with inclement weather, drunk drivers, sleepy drivers, four-wheelers, the works, you know, so those things like that, you just want to encourage your friends and your family just to make sure that if it's something you got to deal with, that, you know, that's going to upset you, let them make sure you park, you know, or just have them say, hey, I just need you to get home or whatever, something to get you home, get you off the road before they give you that information, you know, because it is detrimental to your health and somebody else's health as well, you know, so. But then, yes, back on the training programs, you guys, I know you're out here looking for a quick fix. Don't look for the program that's very fast. Look for a program that, you know, you can get the most out of it. Don't go on somebody else's experience, you know, and say, you know, just and tune out a program. You know, I have people that have come over to Prime and they love it, and I have people that come over to Prime and it wasn't a good fit for them. You know, that's just like the military. The military is a great thing. I mean, it made me a very successful person, made me strong. It built up the inner me, you know, so now you can see me. You see the me that is in me, you know. I'm shining bright like a diamond, per se, because of the foundation that I got when I was in the military, you know. But the military is not for everybody, you know. So, again, you have to do your research if you're, you know, and just know that you need to do your boot camp year. And that's that OTR, you need to be over the road for a year. That way, after you've done that, you can pick, choose, and refuse what company you want to go to, and you can make some money other than having to go to, you know, you quit early, then you got a bill, then you got to come home, and then the only thing that you can do locally is Pepsi Cola or something like that. Now, not only are you driving the truck, but you unloading the truck, you know, so, and you might get paid $15, $20 an hour. You're home at night, you know, but if you do those, you get your boot camp year out of the way, OTR, then your other opportunities will be there where you can get paid more money.
Yes, ma'am. One thing that stuck out to what you were saying was research, 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 and Truckalibrium. Listen, when you have a bad day, think about what she just said. Just say, hey, it's the Truckalibrium, you know. So don't sweat the small stuff. Keep on pushing, keep on moving, and do your research before you get into this industry about trucking companies. Now, I'm going to bring Tamara Spivey on as well, and I want her to talk about the company that she started with. Because it is another good company that we recommend, and so I want to, you know, bring you on, and so you can elaborate about that as well.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say I agree with everything Tiffany said, 1,000%.
Absolutely.
1,000%. but I started with Stevens Transport. I'm a person that needs structure in their life. I appreciated the program. I appreciate everything they put us through, the different ranges, the different scenarios and stuff. And I, too, was on the truck with a trainer for 6 to 8 weeks. And I don't know, in my head back then, because I'm going on my 20th year, my head back then, I was so ready to go. It really didn't even make a difference. I was just pumped. So I was just ready to drive. That's all I was ready to do. But I appreciated the structure. I didn't want to go somewhere where they were going to play with me for a couple of weeks and then I just get out there and screw up. Once I got out there with him and we stayed out there, I mean, we had breaks, of course. We went back and forth to where he lived and to where I lived, so I was able to see my family and do whatever I had to do with my on my time off, you know, to refresh and then get back out there and get into it. And then, you know, right after that, you know, straight into OTR. Well, I'm sorry, excuse me. I did take a week off or so, but then went straight back to Dallas and went straight back into OTR. And I agree with Tiffany again, you know, instead of just saying, oh, all I want to do is just go local, you have no experience. OTR is where you're going to get your small town, you're going to get your big town, you're going to get your small city, you're going to get your big city. You're going to get every scenario there is for backing with OTR. But with city and you're just coming out of school, that's, to me, that's the worst mistake you could ever make. And yes, I understand that people have kids, and I do understand that you have to make provisions for what's going on in your family life. But to get the best, to get the best out of driving a truck and knowing how to go into all these different places and stuff and not being able and not guessing on them and stuff, is to get out here and get this road experience. You know, it's nothing like somebody who went local first and then they go OTR and then they're going down Cabbage for the first time. That's just absolutely crazy by yourself. Cabbage, for those who don't know, it's a crazy grade over in Oregon. And it's nothing but down. It's nothing but down. And so to have to experience that after going local for the first time and then having to make a decision to go OTR, go and get that training out there with a company that's going to put you out there with somebody that's going to hit all corners of the United States and that's going to ask for major mountains, because that type of stuff is very important when you get out there by yourself. So again, I'm totally into structure and also into people being patient with the trainer. The trainer is going off what they have learned and what the company is expecting them to teach you. So you having patience with that process, because before coming into training, what did you have before this? So let's not come into this with the attitude that this person doesn't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're talking about. What do you have to base on this other than sitting over there and taking that instruction from that person? And once you get on your own, being able to go back and say, you know what? Oh, this is what he or she was trying to tell me. Just apply it and you'll be okay.
I agree with you, ladies. Those are some excellent points. If you are looking for a company to start with, we do have a list of companies on SheTrucking.com. It's up under trucking schools. We have a starter list that we recommend as well. And so we have been on the radio now almost an hour. Oh, my God. It's been 5 minutes from 9 o'clock. And time has just flew by. And so since I have them on, I did tell them this would be an hour show, but we're going to keep going to the next subject. And I hope that they understand and they stay on with me because I really appreciate y'all's time. And thank you all for tuning in. And if you're just tuning in, we are talking to Shermaine Jeffers for CDF for Life, Tiffany Hanna from Big Wheels and Heels, and Tamara Spivey at Sister Blogging on Wheels. So thank you all for joining. Thank you for tuning in and sticking around with us. We only have two more topics, and then we're going to close out. So this is a great time to call in because the show will be over. This is a live show, and the number is 914-205-5328 if you would like to come on and talk and share with us. So our next topic is going to be some advice that you want to give women entering into the industry. I'm going to open up Tiffany's microphone so she can start. Well, actually, let's start with Tiffany. Tiffany, I want to start with you for you to give some advice for women starting into the industry or just women who are already in the industry. Let's give advice to women that's already in the industry, because last week we actually talked about advice for women entering into. And so let's just give women that's in the industry some advice.
Ladies that are in the industry, I just say to keep pushing. Because not every day, again, like I said before, is peaches and cream. You know, you might have a great day, a great week, and then you have just one day to just knock you off your roster. You know, but just know that the sun shines tomorrow. You know, so just keep pushing. If it is something that, you know, you want to go beyond just being a company driver or a lease operator, you want to go into owner-operator and then small fleet like myself, you know, and then into a larger fleet, you know, again, just do your research. You know, it's not easy, but it's not hard either. Know that you have a support system out here. You can reach me on Facebook at Tiffany Uncle Hannah. My email is bigwheelsandheels18@gmail.com. And you can call me 24 hours a day. If I don't answer, leave me a message and I'll call back. You know that, you know, we are here to help you. You know, I come from military, so, you know, it's one of those things. You're no man left behind, you know, so, and you're only as strong as your weakest link. You know, so I'm here for you. I know that, you know, the other ladies on call as well are here to help out as well, full of knowledge. If it's something that I don't know, I'll try to find that answer for you. Also, be encouraging to the lady that's next to you. You know, let them see that you can do it through your struggles. Don't be afraid to share your story, you know, because what I've learned is that transparency is the best thing. You know, because which is why I tell my story. I've survived cancer 3 times, you know, and I've been homeless, you know, that kind of way. I've had to start over. I've had people steal from me. I've had, you know, things like that. But, yeah, I keep pushing on that kind of way. You know, so if I can do it, you can do it too. You know, sometimes you feel like, you know, you're just going through this thing, going through the motion, you know, and, you know, you just don't know left from right, you know. But just know that by hearing your story, you might be the story that somebody else needs to hear to say, hey, you know, wow, I thought I was out here by myself, that kind of way. What I've found in trucking is that, and these, again, are my statistics, that 80% of people that come into trucking, they don't come into trucking because it's something that they always wanted to do. It's because something in life has failed them, or they failed life in a sense. you know, a broken relationship. They, you know, they lost their home, they lost their job, whatever. And what trucking is a safe haven. It's a rolling vacation. It's a rolling house. You know, your gas is your utilities, or, you know, that kind of way. And you make money while you're doing it. When you shut the truck down, you can get in your bed, you know. I mean, I have everything that I need to live on my truck. Everything, you know, from cookware, you know, my food, cooking, bathroom, whatever, you know, that kind of way, you know, so I don't have to go anywhere. I ain't got to pay no bills. My only bill is my truck payment. Once my truck is paid off, it ain't nothing but money, 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 you know. So, again, I'm saying that you can do it. You can be successful at it, you know, and don't give up. Just continue to share your story with the next ladies out here, please. You know, we only represent, when I started years ago, I would not see anybody for weeks, another woman for weeks. And now as the industry is growing, you know, I can pull up to the fuel pump and I'll see four or five ladies, you know, all the way down. And we drive and not just riding, you know. So I just want you guys to be encouraging, you know, to somebody else and let them know, again, like I said, tell them your story and let them know that they can do it too.
Thank you so much for sharing. Before we get off the our talk and discussion today for the Women Empowerment Podcast, we're going to end with a quote. I love to end on a positive note. And so now I'm going to go to Charmaine so she can give some advice to women in the industry.
Okay, so I want to say that you guys have all three of us, all four of us here, and that's a lot of years of experience. So listen to what, you know, we're telling you guys. It's very important what Tiffany just said. You're going to have to stay positive and keep pushing, because we have bad days just like anybody else. You know, life hits us. She talked about, you know, not taking those, you know, making sure your family knows not to hit you with those negative phone calls while you're driving to make sure that you're stationary somewhere. I mean, because stuff like that is going to happen. Somebody's going to die while you're out there. You know, I hope it doesn't happen, but I mean, that's life. Something's going to happen that you're going to say, you know what, I need to get home. I need to get home, but you need to be safe, and your family needs to know that you're driving heavy equipment. This is one of the top 10 most dangerous jobs in the world, and they need to be aware of that before laying all kinds of stress and problems on you. You know, it comes times you might have to put your phone on do not disturb while you're driving, because you don't need anybody to come and bring negativity to you while you're doing this job. We don't only hold our lives in our hands, but we hold other people's lives in our hands. My biggest thing I tell ladies, I want to talk about safety. As an ex-military police officer, my thing is be aware of your surroundings at all times. You're a woman in a male-dominated field. There are lots of dangers around us just going to the truck stop, just driving down the road. You might have some guy, I had a guy follow me through four states up north, and he would not get from on the side of me, and he was doing all kinds of lewd stuff. And, you know, I had to get on the CB radio and get the other truck drivers to help me get this guy away from me. Also, safety. You know, I don't get out. I'm 20 years and I still don't get out the truck at night unless I have to. If it's not a necessity, I do it during the day. I grab everything I need to roll with, and I don't need to get out my truck at night. I'm not going to do it unless I said, like I said, it's an emergency. I'm always parking in a lit area if I can find one. If not, because I'm going to tell you, it's dangerous. I spoke about having my five kids on the truck. We were down in Laredo, and we were parked at the Walmart as a bobtail with about five other bobtails. And all of a sudden, we heard gunshots, and they just shot into the cab of a truck that was two trucks away from me. And my kids, we were all on that truck. So safety is very important. Watch yourself out there. Carry something on you if you have to. Use your keys, you know, whatever you need. I keep a tactical pen in my truck. I keep several in different places. That is a hard steel pen that you can use as a weapon. Whatever it is that you feel comfortable with, just protect yourself. Be aware of your surroundings, and don't be so super friendly with all these guys out here, because it can turn into a very dangerous situation real quick. So safety.
Excellent. I agree with both of you. Those are some great, that is some great advice for women in this industry. I have all of y'all mics open at this time. Like I said, we are wrapping up the show. And so if you would like to call in to give us some feedback, our number is 914-205-5328. Thank you for tuning in. And I am on Facebook looking at some of the questions that you all have as well. I'm going to be reading one, but I'm going to let Tamara elaborate on, give some advice on to women in the industry.
Wow. Well, Charmaine and Tiffany, they covered the gamut. I say, you know, again, because before the money, the training is so important, ladies, and just sticking in there. Again, everybody is not perfect, so relax and just take in the process, because before we can start making any money and doing all the things that you're planning to do and wanting to rush into the truck, you know what? Get involved in that truck and ask that person all the questions that you want to ask them, you know, and just be present in your training and put everything else aside and just be present and definitely stay safe out here. Don't get out here trying to make a million friends with this person and that person. Let's just stay engaged, because once you are solo, you are solo and you are on your own, and you can call in to the company and ask them whatever you want to ask them. But at the end of the day, it is you that is pushing that trailer and that truck down the road. It's you.
Excellent. Thank you, ladies, for coming on today. Listen, family, this is my sisters, okay? These are the ladies, my coaches, my mentors. I call them for, they probably say, oh, my God, what you want now? Because I called them when I was in the truck asking them questions, how to do this, how to do that. And from, I never forget, calling Tiffany, oh, my goodness, my reefer has shut down. What do I do? So, you know, I just appreciate y'all so much. We do have a caller that has called in, so I want to get them on so they can share with us and give us some feedback. Maybe they have some questions that they want to ask. Once again, as we wrap up, our call-in number is 914-205-5328. And thank you for tuning in today with us. Thank you for coming on and listening to these phenomenal women in the industry. Caller, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here. My name is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. Thanks for tuning in and thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. I was just calling in. I'm a new CDL holder. We'll be starting training in a couple of weeks. And I was just calling in to let you know I appreciate these shows. It's been very informative with me new getting into this industry.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the positive feedback. I'm going to have you started with the company? I'm just wondering, are you at the process where you're thinking about getting into the industry? I mean, getting into a company, or have you already applied for someone?
I've already applied. I start training in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Yep. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. So I'm a little nervous, but just I love listening to the women that are already driving and the She Trucking group. I've asked a million questions. I just have a lot going through my head because this is all new.
And so just listening to the show, just getting the idea and listening to others' experiences is just helping, giving me more confidence that I've made the right decision.
Well, Jackie, this is Stephanie talking to you. I just want to let you know, I want to welcome you into the industry ahead of time. And then I also want to let you know that you could not have chosen a better time to go into training, because a lot of people come into training, they want to go in the summertime, but you're actually going to ride your first winter with a trainer, you know, so that's great, you know. Everybody slide a little bit, just go slow, take your time. If you don't feel that it's safe, it's not safe, you know. And we do have to drive through some flurries there a little bit, you know, just like kind of rain. You drive through a little bit of rain, you don't drive through a tornado, you know, so you just kind of got to look at it like that. Just know that if you're driving, if ice is forming up on your windows and there's black ice on the ground, you know, so just keep that in mind. You know, again, slow and steady. You know, every load can get there late, okay? You just call in, let them know. You let dispatch know what's going on, you know, due to safety, due to the weather. Communication is the biggest thing out here, you know. So we want you to be safe. We want you to be successful, and hopefully get to see you and meet you soon.
Thank you.
Congratulations, right, Jackie.
Thank you. And, again, I enjoy the show.
Once again, congratulations. And just like we're talking to you now, we are easy to reach, and all of us are in the group. So if you have any questions, you want to inbox us, DM us, or whatever, we're here for you. And as we say, welcome to this industry. We're happy to have you. And thank you for tuning in.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So awesome, ladies. Awesome, awesome. That is the awesome work that y'all do, okay? And I want to take the time to thank BF Trucking, Inc. for sponsoring our show today. Thank you so much. Without help from our sponsors, our shows wouldn't be possible. So we definitely want to take time to thank BF Trucking Incorporated. Wanda, she's the actual admin, and she's the owner, the motor carrier. That is her motor carrier company. And so I did post a link as well on in the descriptions as well if you're interested in her company. And so now I definitely want to – I open up the podcast. This is a podcast. So I open up the podcast to be able to just, hey, let's just wrap up the show with a quote. Something positive, something that'll get someone into 2020. This is the fourth quarter, so we're getting ready to end the year 2019 and going into 2020. If you can give us some feel for our bodies, I'm going to start with, let's start with Tamara. If you can give us some fuel for our souls to be able to fuel us for 2020.
Wow. Fuel for 2020. Keep your head up and your shoulders square. And again, always be aware of your surroundings.
Excellent. We do have another caller that has called in, and I want to bring them on before we end the show. So, caller, are you there? Hello. It's a 614 number. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I was trying to catch the show. I was still driving, so I just stopped. But I just wanted to come. My name is Toya. I think you probably seen where I was the winner of the pink truck for RCI. And I just want to tell all the ladies thank you and thank you, because I see it really encouraging more women to come on to the trucking industry and just to know and get kind of a heads up before you come, because I didn't have that. I had cousins and uncles that drove, but they were males. So I'm just happy to see us as women able to come together and encourage other women and give them little tips and hints of how to get things going and how it works. So I just want to tell all the ladies and you, thank you for doing all of this.
Well, congratulations to you on winning the pink truck. That is awesome.
Thank you.
And how long have you been at RTI, if I can ask?
I've been there for almost 2 years.
I love that company. I love RTI because they do have a women program, but they want to encourage more women into their company. And so if you could elaborate a little bit and tell us about RTI for anyone that's looking for a company. I know that you just call in, but we are thankful to have you on. And so I definitely want to plug them because it is a good company to drive for. So if you could.
It's a really good company. I'm a lease purchase. A lot of people is against lease purchase, but if you check out our company and see everything, it's a really good program. It's a really good lease program, and you really make the money that you want to make, and it's not the high interest rate that a lot of lease purchasers have on their trucks and everything. But I know us as the women that's at RTI, we're trying to all come together. Chelsea started it. They call her Chelsea in Pink. She's trying to get a fleet of these pink trucks to just empower the women in trucking and for the breast cancer awareness. And we're trying to really get more women involved and get more women to come to the company. We do have company drivers also. So we're basically like everywhere. I mean, he has a lot. And I mean, our owner is phenomenal. He's there for his drivers. I can't really stress how much he's there for the drivers. And I really, really appreciate it. I have never been to a company that really looks out for their drivers like I have with this one. But our company, I know she wants to do the lease purchase, you know, on the pink trucks. And she would like 4 years experience, but it's just different opportunities. You know, you could call the recruiters and get, we have all kind of freight and places to go and to make your money. And we just encourage people that's looking for something or trying to learn about it. They could just give us a call.
And I know
that's
you have to have a year experience as well as being a company driver. I'm sorry. So if you're wondering, you also have to have a year experience as a company driver. And I'm sorry for cutting. I didn't catch who it was off. But if you can go ahead and speak.
Oh, I was saying, it's Shemaine. I said that's a very positive way for your owner to promote breast cancer and women in trucking. I think the color, you know, having them drive pink trucks. And again, Craig, congratulations on your truck. That's wonderful. It's going to attract more women. And that is what we need in this industry. So, you know, great. That's a great opportunity. And I'm glad that you guys have that program. And yes, you should give the number out.
Our number to RTI is 913-233-5500.
Excellent. And we'll include them into our discussion today where people can just click on the link and be able to get to them as well. Thank you so much for calling in. Ladies, do you have anything else to say before she?
No, that was, she gave a lot of information that, you know, I know I didn't even know all of that about RTI, so I think that was great.
Right.
Right.
Thank you for calling me in and congratulations once again.
Oh,
and we're here to support you as well. definitely share many, many pictures with us and tell the story of being a lease operator in that pink truck with RTI. We'll be looking for you on the road.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try to get it together and get everything started. I just got the truck Friday. So I'm out here still running, still trying to make that money. You know, the wheels don't move, you don't make that money. So, but I am going to get into trying to advertise and help them bring more women in and stuff because I love it. I love when other women are around and just to be able to encourage and work with each other.
That absolutely is absolutely wonderful. Now, let me ask you, do you have cameras on your truck?
Do I have what? I'm sorry.
Cameras?
Cameras. We have, we just now getting the outward facing cameras, not the inward facing.
Okay, so I'm speaking on what I want to encourage you to do is I want to encourage you to buy a security camera. They're very inexpensive. You can pick some of the, like, I have, like, Black Hawk and some other ones out there, or Night Owl, which is one that I use. They come wired, and they come wireless. And they've come in a series of three cameras, four cameras, but you can put them around your truck. And then you can view that from your phone, from the TV inside your truck, if you have one of those. And I only say that because, again, women in this industry, we're trying to be safe.
Right.
For the Empowerment of Women. And with my Big Wheels and Heels, of course, I have pink. I survived cancer three times, not breast cancer, but I do have breast cancer ribbons on my truck. So you'll see, when you see my truck, you know that there is a woman in that truck. It's Big Wheels and Heels, diamonds all over it, highway diamond, you know. So with that being, with that being said, you know, it brings extra attention, warranted and unwanted attention, you know. So you want to make sure, again, that you stay safe, you know, and those cameras is a big thing. Not only do they promote, say you can see what's going on around your truck, you might be able to help somebody else. I helped somebody with some video feed that got hit, that was parked next to me, and the driver had drove off, but my camera caught it, you know. So
I appreciate that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you go right to Walmart, or I mean, if you're on Amazon, you know, I'm just saying, you go in there and order that Night Owl. Night Owl is a good one.
Yeah, because it has brought, I mean, since I've been in this truck, I mean, I'd be at the fuel aisle, and people are like, can I take a picture of your truck? Please, can I take, you know, so it does bring a lot of attention to it already, and which I'm happy for, and I still got to get my little breast care cancer awareness stickers and everything on them. So I'm really excited to get started. I really, really am.
All right.
I also got to meet with Erica, which is one of the marketing directors at RTI, and we actually had lunch, and so that's how I started learning about their company. And so I actually sent some keychains to you all. I said, whoever wins this truck, make sure they get a lady truck, a keychain. So I don't know if she have given it to you, but definitely I did send y'all some keychains from She Trucking. So.
Okay.
Definitely get with her and receive your keychain.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling in once again, and we're so happy to have you in the group. Make sure you take plenty of pictures and show us, you know, your experience while you're on the road. Once again, thank you for calling. And
thank you.
And be safe on the road.
I sure will.
All right, ladies. So if you're just tuning in, we have Shermaine Jeffers and Tiffany Hanna and Tamara Spivey on the line today. This has been an excellent show, ladies. This has been wonderful. I think we should do this again. Look, hint, hint. So... and thank you for tuning in. Just like I said, if you do have another call, we will answer one more question or come on and give us feedback at 914-205-5328. But we was leaving quotes to give the, you know, people the fuel that they need going into year 2020. So let's see, how about Shermaine? You want to leave a quote with us?
Oh, man, 2020 is going to be great. I know it, not just for me, but for everybody that's in my circle. I'm so happy for what you got going on, Sheree, with the She Trucking. It's helping a lot of women do what they, you know, get out here and feel confident about what they're doing, because you give out so much information for them, like the whole training thing and getting good training. That's very important, especially what – you know, Tiffany and Tamara said as far as, you know, where they need to do their research and go to school. But 2020, guys, it's amazing to me to just be able to still do this, do something that I love. And trucking has never, you know, steered me wrong. I was able to provide for my family through trucking, raise my kids, and now, you know, grow my business beyond my, even my, you know, imagination. Like, I couldn't even imagine taking trucking this far. So I just want you guys to know, stay positive and definitely keep pushing. Don't let anything stop you, because there's a lot of obstacles that's going to jump in your way. It has with me. I mean, I've been through a lot. You know, family members, I lost two family members in 2018. I went through abusive relationship just 2 years ago. I had to go through problems with one of my children getting molested while I was on the road about 10 years ago. No, about more than that, probably 13 years, probably early on in my career. While I was on the road, and that was a hard thing to deal with. There's going to be a lot of things that happen, and there's going to be things that where you do want to stop, but I'm telling you, I'm an example of how you need to keep going, because, I mean, even an illness is, I've been through it all, but you have to keep pushing, because you don't know what the next step is. You don't know what God has lined up for you. So when I'm telling you that 2020 is going to be great, you have to make it great. You're going to have to envision what it is you're trying to do, where you're trying to reach, where you're trying to be. And just like we have a GPS, or you pull out your map book and you map a way to get to your load, how you plan for your next trip, I want you to do that for your life. Because, see, 2020, if you do that, if you know this is where you want to be, now you can start taking the proper steps and mapping it out on how you're going to get there. So let's all do that for 2020. Let's make a mental roadmap of where we want to go and where we're going to be. So with that being said, I want you ladies to just, anything that comes your way, as long as you keep God, and as long as you keep faith, and as long as you keep pushing, you can't go nowhere but up.
Excellent. Thank you so much. You are so right. That is the most important thing. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming on the show today as well.
You're welcome.
And thank you to Mary as well for coming on. I know y'all are busy, very, very busy running your companies and everything. And I thank you all for coming on the show today. And Tiffany, it's your turn, sister.
I just want to make sure that all you ladies are going into 2020, not just 2020, just from this starting right now, for the rest of your life, know, never let anybody dim your light. You know, shine bright like a diamond. You know, there are going to be those naysayers that come around. Just remember, you know, how they have daily affirmations. Just say, I believe it, I receive it, I will, I can, and I'm going to do it. You know, you just have to keep repeating that thing to yourself over and over and over again. You know, when you feel like you're going to give up, just say it. I believe it, I receive it, I can, I will, I'm going to do it. You know, if nothing can stop me, ain't no stopping me now. You know, I'm on the move. We trailblazers, you know, that kind of way, you know. So, again, you got help out here. I just want to encourage you guys to make a stain in this industry, you know. Strong, driven women, that's what we are, you know. And you're a lot stronger than you believe that you are. And there's a lot more things that you can do than you ever imagined. Just like Shemaine said, you know, again, coming into the industry, I just wanted to make a check. You know, then it was like, okay, I'll buy my truck. Then it was like, oh, wait a minute, one truck? No, I can buy some more. Let me do this thing. You know, so if I can do it, you can do it. And you got the support out here, you know, you guys. And again, I just want you to stay positive, stay focused, you know, make sure your truck equilibrium is not shaking, you know, and just reach out and talk to somebody, bring somebody else in, you know, let's say pay it forward. That kind of way, help somebody if you've been helped, that kind of way, and we can do this. We can increase our numbers out here instead of just being 6 or 7% of the industry. You know, I would just believe that by, you know, the end of 2020, you know, we will increase our numbers. You know, we're going to double the numbers that we are. You know, again, just be lend a helping hand and stay positive, and you can do it.
Beautiful. What a beautiful way to end the show. And so, like I said, thank you all for coming on.
I'm so sorry. Ah! I just wanted to say happy Veterans Day because I'm a veteran.
Happy
Veterans Day, ladies.
Oh, happy Veterans Day.
Yes.
Today?
Oh!
Yes.
Well, you know what? This is a, one more second. One more minute, y'all. Give me one more second because I did not even realize it was Veterans Day. So,
happy Veterans Day, yes.
It's perfect timing because y'all came on the show talking about coming from the military and how the military brought you into this trucking life. So, wow, perfect. Happy Veterans Day,
yep,
y'all, and thank you for serving and protecting us in the United States of America, the country that we love.
and women that are driving truck and military, you know, like Tiffany said, it's something that we get from the military, and that's our military bearing and patience. And that I want everybody to know that that patience, that, you know, persistence to make sure that you get the task done is what's going to help you be successful, whether you're in the military or not. Just stay focused. Okay, but thank you so much.
And thank you all for tuning in today. This is the Women Empowerment Podcast. We had Tiffany Hannah from Big Wheels and Heels, Shermaine Jeffers from CDF for Life, and Tamara Simon from Sister Blogging. And I am your host, Sheree Moore with She Trucking. Wow, we have an amazing show next week. We're going to have Miss D. Sova from Trucking Divas Rock. We're going to have Miss Tanisha R. Atkins from the Confident Woman brand and the Morning Coffee and Tea. And then we're also going to have another sister, Miss Alethea Dodd. She's a motivational speaker. She's a counselor. And we're going to – the name of the show next week is going to be Inspired. So if you're inspired this week, you have no idea. We're going to keep this energy going into next Sunday. So tune in live every Sunday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Time. And before I close, I definitely want to pray for our sister Allie, and I hope she feels so much better. She is one of our admins, so keep her in your prayers. And thank you all, ladies, once again for coming on. These are my sisters. I love y'all, and thank you all so much. This is the Women Empowerment Podcast. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah. DJ Tony,
for all my ladies out there trucking, so as they go, let's go. She gon' take care of her bitch, she truckin', she truckin'. She a woman with a rig, she truckin', she truckin'. She gon' take care of her kids, she truckin', yeah. She a boss, she do it big, she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin'. She a boss, she do it big, she truckin', she truckin'. She a woman with a rig, she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin'. Often hated, never duplicated. Nah. We underestimated, cause it's male dominated. But we getting payment like it's money motivated. Our clientele rated while they dragging, we gon' play it. Like, by the hour, we them girls and we got power.
Yeah.
Haters everywhere, like some taxes, they be sour. Dropping lows, no, no road, and we be running.
Run.
You can never do it like us, and that's a bummer. Huh?
Bummer.
They got my back, so I got my girls with me.
Yeah.
I can't be like you, cause the shoes just won't fit me. All these moves, and we make it all happen.
Happen.
We just showing cool while the rest of y'all rapping. Clocking in and making ends, running racks up. Focus like a lens, we don't focus on the trends, nah. Like a truck just pulling in, told them back up. Focus and pretend, we don't notice who they is,
nah. Take care of her bitch, she trucking, she trucking.
She a woman with a rig, she trucking, she truckin'. She gon' take care of her kids, she truckin',
yeah.
She a boss, she do it big, she truckin',
she truckin',
she truckin',
she truckin',
she truckin',
she truckin'.
She a boss, she do it big, she truckin',
she truckin'.
She a woman with a rig, she truckin',
she truckin',
she truckin',
truckin',
she truckin'.
She
be truckin', if you wife her, then you lucky. She a blessing, but you curse her, she turn into bride of Chucky.
Yeah.
We in sync like a Bluetooth, but it's pink. Little do you know, when we in numbers, we got strength.
Strong.
Roll up on you, we got pull and we got lit.
Yeah.
Reach the 50 states, we gon' cancel all the myths.
Yeah.
When I'm trying to shut you
down.
I'ma raise a roof so when you play me, burn a house.
Yeah.
I'm gon' take care of her bitch, she trucking, she trucking. She a woman with a rig, she trucking, she trucking. She gon' take care of her kids, she trucking.
Yeah.
She a boss, she do it big, she trucking, she trucking. She trucking,
trucking,
she trucking,
trucking.
She a boss, she do it big, she trucking,
trucking.
She a woman with a rig, she trucking,
she trucking,
she trucking,
trucking.
She trucking,
trucking.
She trucking,
she trucking,
trucking.
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 She trucking.